Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. We're very thankful you're able to join us this morning. And if you have your Bibles handy, then go ahead and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 through 31. And today, Pastor Reynolds will be talking about the little things. Now, before I turn it over to Pastor Reynolds, let me extend an invitation for each of you to come and join us for services. Independence Baptist Church will be having Sunday school this morning at 10 a.m., followed by worship services at 11. We'll also be having a prayer meeting at 3:45 in the afternoon, which will be followed by worship services again at 4:30. Our church building is located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, and we'd be absolutely thrilled if you'd able to join us this morning. Now, in the meantime, let's go ahead and turn the message over to Pastor Reynolds as he starts this topic of little things.
This morning, we'd like to look in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, and verse 26 through verse 31, as we speak on the subject of little things. That is that God uses little things, things that nobody else could ever even imagine that God would use, that is exactly the ones that God uses. Now notice, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 26, the Bible says, "For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called." Verse number 27. "But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." You know, I'm grateful to know that God has said in his word in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 26 through verse 31, that God has said that he has not chosen the wise things of this world, that God has not chosen the big things, that God has chosen base things, that is, small things, things that are despised. Those are the ones that God has chosen. Think of this, that the spreading of the great news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is not dependent upon a large church building. It's not dependent upon multiple staff members. It's not dependent upon impressive programs. Instead, we depend only upon God Almighty to take his word and to make it effectual and to make it effective in the hearts of those that believe. In other words, the gospel message is not dependent upon a great big church organization. Rather, it is dependent upon many small people doing what they need to do. This is the gospel truth. You know, I think about the United States. I think about its economic and emotional stability. I think of the United States and all of its strength as a nation. But all of the strength is not dependent upon the laws passed by Congress. Instead, it is dependent upon the strength of its ordinary citizens. You know, when the ordinary citizen falls into sin and wickedness, the whole structure of the U.S. is not far behind. This is what happened in ancient Rome. The people of the nation fell from their moral position of knowing what was right and wrong. Therefore, the entire nation did not know. Now, let's look in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17, and let's look in about verse number 40. We find here in 1 Samuel, chapter 17, that the nation of Israel is in great disarray. Why? Well, it's because they are fighting the Philistines. And the Philistines have chosen a giant. The Philistines have actually said, we're going to fight this way. And they have chosen Goliath to be their winner, to be their spokesman. And Goliath is a giant of a man. Goliath is a great big man. He has a lot of weapons with him. And Israel has camped against him, but Israel is not fighting at all. They're not. Instead, the nation of Israel is cowering in defeat without even going to battle. They're looking for someone to fight for them, and there's no one at all. And they're in great disarray. They're in great trouble, trial, problems arising all over the place. We find that David, the man of God, the little man, the one who is a youth, a man who does not know battle, but the man who knows what the enemy is. But this man has come to the battle not to fight, but this man has come to the battle just to see his brothers and how they're doing. But when he gets there, he hears Goliath's challenge to the people of Israel. And it burns in the heart of this young man. And he says, we're going to fight. Why? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? There is no reason for that at all. And he goes from place to place. And finally, David winds up talking to Saul, King Saul. And we find that Saul was much amazed that this young man thought that he could have any kind of victory at all. And he asked him, why do you think you can have a victory? And David said, well, I was taking care of my father's sheep. And there came a lion, there came a bear. And they took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him. David said this, I went out after him. And I smote him and delivered him out of his mouth. And when he was come up against me, then I caught him by his beard, and I smote him, and I killed him. He was dead. And the Philistine shall be as one of them, because he's defied the armies of the living God. That's what David said. And then in verse number 37 of 1 Samuel chapter 17, Saul said, well, you go, because I'm not. And really, that's what he said. Saul did arm David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head, and he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded all his swords upon him, but they didn't fit him. They didn't work, because Saul was a big man. He was a tall man. The Bible says he was head and shoulders above everybody else. But David was not a tall man. It didn't fit him at all. David said, I can't go with these. I can't go with your armor. I'm not proved them at all. I can't use these in battle. And David put them off from him. And David took his staff in his hand. And David chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook. Listen, David was getting ready to fight the Goliath. He was going to win the battle. The Bible declares that the Philistine came and drew near unto David. And they had a little talk. And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. But David did not curse at all. David simply declared that God would have the victory that day because of this uncircumcised Philistine that had defied the armies of the living God. The Bible says in verse number 48, and it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hastened. David didn't slack back, but David hastened. And David ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And as David was running, David put his hand in his bag, and he took a stone, and he slung it. And this stone, one stone, hit Goliath directly in the forehead. I believe it was directed of God that this happened. and he fell on his face to the ground. The Bible says that David had the victory that day, not because he was bigger, not because he was, perhaps you might say, as a person stronger, but he was trusting in God, and God was the one that gave him the eternal victory. Listen, God can give us the victory today if we just simply trust God and don't trust anything else. Don't trust our bank account. Don't trust our finances. Don't trust anything except the living God and do what God has told us to do. God will always give His people the victory. We can trust in God when we can't trust in anything else. The Bible said that David didn't even have a sword upon him. And David drew Goliath's sword and cut off Goliath's head with his own sword. And this is the way of real victory in the Lord. We just need to trust God and not trust all those things around us. Listen, God can give us the victory. But we've talked about the little things. You know, David was a little man. He was but a youth. He'd never been to war before. But God gave him the great victory. You know, I think of the time when Christ told his church. He said, I want you to go out. I want you to fill the whole earth with your truth. How many were there? The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 1 that there was only 120 of these individuals. There were 120 believers in that day. But Christ sent them out to tell the gospel into the whole world. And you know, this small number of people, they fill the world with the truth of the Word of God. And the fact is that God has not given this unto the great people of this world. But God has given the truth to the little people of the world. God does not want things to be done except His way. And God has said, you take the gospel, you take the truth, and I will bless it. I will fill it. I will do all the things that I said that I would do. But as long as you depend upon your strength, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. But depending upon the truth of the Word of God, that will work. You know, it's not your knowledge, but it's rather the knowledge that God gives you at the appropriate time that you might teach the Word of God to those people that need it. That's what it's all about. To God be the glory. To God be the honor. And to God be eternal blessings.
You know, it's so easy sometimes to not do the things that we need to be doing because we're so concerned about how big the project is, and it's just me, or it's just we're a small church. And it just seems like sometimes things overwhelm us. And messages like this are such a great encouragement to think about the little things and all that God has done using little things. You know, and it doesn't matter if we're a small church, or it doesn't matter if it's, you know, hey, I'm just one person. God often uses the little things to make a big difference. And we must remember that when we see the things that God has asked us to do, because it can be overwhelming. But typically it's overwhelming when we forget that it's the strength of God that brings us through those things. It's the strength of God that allows us to do those things. It's not our own strength. And I really, really appreciate the message from Brother Wayne this morning about little things. You know, although our time for this week is just about up, the good news, of course, is that we still have four more messages throughout the month of December. And I'm pretty excited about this month's messages, and I think they'll be a great encouragement to you. Now, for if any reason you're not able to catch one of these messages, they will be available on our website. So be sure and log in to www.independencebaptist.org. Again, that website address is independencebaptist.org. And check out the audio section of the website. Well, I can see our time for today is up, but we do want to thank you again for listening and ask that you be sure and tune in again next week for a message about why we are to be faithful.